课堂听 class.com
Chapter 24 Food and Health Unit 1 Health and Beauty Basic Expressions
You look wonderful.
How do you keep your youthful appearance?
Aging is natural, but you can slow it down.
There are natural ways to stay young and fit.
Youth is transient and aging is a natural process.
We all wish to remain youthful and healthy forever. I don't use heavy makeup.
Your skin is smooth, bright, and fresh.
I've lost over 20 pounds in 3 months.
Let's get started right now. Dialogues. Conversation 1. Anti-aging, staying young naturally. Exercise, diet, maintaining good relationships, and spoiling yourself can keep you healthy and help you age naturally.
Hi, Marissa. You look wonderful. Thank you, Karen. You look fantastic, too. How do you keep your youthful appearance? Well, aging is natural, but you can slow it down.
What do you mean?
I mean, when you think and feel young, you'll look younger.
You know, Marissa, I do feel I'm still young sometimes, but other times I feel old.
It's normal. All people, especially women, desire to look and feel younger than their age. In reality, aging is unavoidable for everyone, but we can do some things to slow aging down.
Oh, we can?
Yes, we can. We can do a number of things to keep ourselves looking 5 or 6 years younger than our actual age.
Is it possible?
Absolutely.
Do you mean to go to a plastic surgeon for cosmetic surgery?
No, there are natural ways to stay young and fit.
Such as?
Exercise is very important. An active lifestyle will extend your life. A good diet is also critical. Eat a balanced diet that includes plenty of fresh fruits and vegetables in a variety of colors. Different colored fruits and vegetables have different vitamins and nutrients. Also, drink several glasses of pure, clean water every day. And finally, quit smoking if you smoke.
Conversation 2. Anti-aging, staying young naturally, continued.
Is that all?
No, these are all physical things you can do to improve your health. But the most important thing you can do to slow down aging is to improve your emotional lifestyle.
What do you mean by emotional lifestyle?
Staying close with your spouse and having good family relationships and close friendships are all very important for maintaining good emotional health and slowing down aging.
So that's it?
No. One more thing you cannot ignore if you want to stay young and fit.
What's that?
Act childishly.
What do you mean by act childishly?
Act like a kid. Do something unusual, such as learning to dance. Find an excellent music teacher to teach you how to play the piano. Take some golf lessons to learn how to play golf, etc.
You mean spoil yourself. Do something enjoyable.
Right. You're right. Do it.
Thanks, Marissa.
Conversation 3. 10 Ways to Stay Young.
Hello, Catherine. What are you doing?
Hi, Heather. I'm reading a magazine article.
What's it about?
It's about health, beauty, and diet for seniors.
It's a good issue, but it's too early for you to be worried about old age.
I know, but youth is transient, and aging is a natural process. We will all age in the course of time.
That's true. You know, even though I'm getting older, I've never thought about it.
The article I'm reading provides some good suggestions about how to stay young, healthy, and beautiful.
Tell me some of the article's suggestions, please.
Okay. Here are 10 suggestions from the article. Exercise regularly. Get an adequate balance of all vitamins, mineral, proteins, carbohydrates, and fats. Lead a stress-free life. Get adequate rest, a good night's sleep. Join clubs. Participate in activities you like. Seeking variety and challenges in daily life will definitely maintain a young mind in an aging yet healthy body. Keep your mind fresh and young. The very thought of aging makes you feel old. Think positively and actively. Travel if you like. Drink plain water. It not only reduces your thirst, but keeps you healthy by maintaining metabolic functions.
That's really good to know. Thank you for telling me these things.
My pleasure.
Conversation 4. 10 ways to get younger looking skin.
Wow, Mary, you look amazing. You're much younger than I thought.
Really? Thank you, Tina.
How do you keep your skin so healthy and elastic?
Well, there are many ways to protect the skin.
Could you tell me some?
Of course. Everyone is different, but from my own experience, I drink lots of water every day. I use a sunscreen lotion to block the sun's rays. I try to eat more fresh vegetables and less meat. I get enough sleep, at least 7 hours a day. I wash with lukewarm water instead of hot water, and I...
Slow down! Why do you wash with lukewarm water instead of hot water?
Because hot water strips oils from your skin, encouraging dryness and wrinkling.
I see. I'm sorry to interrupt you. What else?
I don't use heavy makeup. I don't use powder on my face. It hurts the skin in the long run.
How about vitamins?
Taking some vitamins, such as vitamin E and vitamin A, is important.
Okay, I've learned a lot. Is that all?
No. Do you know what's the most important factor for keeping the skin healthy and beautiful?
I don't know. What is it?
Let me tell you. The most important thing you can do to keep your skin healthy and elastic is to keep yourself happy.
I'll remember that. Thank you very much, Mary.
Conversation 5. Raw foods that make you look young. Hi, Lucy. You look great. Your skin is smooth, bright, and fresh.
Thank you. And I've lost over 20 pounds in 3 months.
Oh, did you? How did you do it? It's very hard for me to lose weight, even several pounds. I want to be smaller, but I've never made it.
That's a secret.
What's your secret? Please tell me.
Of course. It's easy. Just go raw.
What do you mean?
I mean that I make meals from fruits, vegetables, nuts, and seeds. I never eat junk food.
How did you find out about this diet?
A study found that people who eat only raw food weigh about 20 pounds less than people who eat a normal diet. And that's without worrying about calories. And eating 85% raw foods daily will give you several hundred times more enzymes than the average person gets eating a normal diet.
Amazing! That's why you are bursting with energy and look fresh.
Conversation 6. Healing dry skin.
Hi, Carolyn. Are you on vacation?
Yes, I am.
What are you going to do tomorrow?
I have an appointment with my doctor tomorrow.
Oh, do you have any physical problems?
Yes, my skin has been very dry for several weeks. I feel itchy and very uncomfortable. I'm afraid that something is wrong inside my body.
It is not that serious. You look healthy. This problem is common for this season. If I were you, I would try to handle it myself first. If the skin condition does not improve, then see your doctor.
How can I handle it?
Why don't you try some different foods and drinks?
Do you have any diet recommendations?
Not right now, but we can go to the internet to look for healthy diet suggestions.
Great idea. Let's get started right now.
What keyword shall we type?
Just type dry skin plus healing, or foods for dry skin.
Okay, I'll try dry skin plus healing first. Wow, we got a lot of results.
Now try the second internet search.
Great! Our internet search shows that there are many ways to heal dry skin, such as eating lots of vegetables, fruits, grains, and nuts. Plenty of yellow vegetables that are high in beta-carotene and antioxidants. Drinking plenty of water. Eating foods that are rich in sulfur, like garlic, onion, and eggs. Avoid fried foods and animal fats. Avoid alcohol, caffeine, soft drinks, sugar, and potato chips. Stop smoking. Use of tobacco reduces the moisture in our skin and its elasticity. Keep away from the sun's UV, ultraviolet rays.
Wow! Let's do another internet search and see what it says.
Okay.
Unit 2. Exercise and diet. Basic expressions.
You look fantastic, healthy, and slim.
I really do feel better than I did before.
How did you get your fantastic look?
How did you recover so well?
How is brushing your teeth related to the brain?
Do you mean gossiping is good for your brain too?
What kinds of foods and drinks did you try?
Are berries good for the brain too?
What are you busy at?
Nutritious food is always connected with good health.
Dialogues. Conversation 1. Benefits of exercise. Deborah and Bessie are talking about the benefits of exercise.
Hi, Deborah. How are you? You look fantastic, healthy, and slim.
Thank you, Bessie. I really do feel better than I did before.
How did you get your fantastic look?
It's simple. I just exercise regularly. Exercise is good for everyone, at any age or any weight. It can help you avoid diseases and also help you recover from many kinds of ailments, especially for some chronic diseases.
You are right, but it's hard to keep exercising every day.
Regularly doesn't have to mean every day.
What do you mean, then?
I mean you should set an exercise schedule, such as exercising every other day. But no matter what, keep going. You should not just exercise this week and stop doing it next week.
That's me. I have plans to exercise, but I never do it for long. When I'm busy, I forget to do it.
That's not good for you.
Conversation 2. Benefits of exercise. Continued.
I know. In my past experience, the only time I thought of doing exercises was when I was sick, but then I had no energy to do it.
You are not the only one. A lot of people are like you. It's too late to think of exercising when you're sick. To stay motivated, you should keep some important things in mind.
What are they?
The benefits of exercising. I've got a long list of the benefits of exercising.
Could you show me, please?
Sure. Here it is. Exercising burns calories, fat. Exercising strengthens the lungs and heart. Exercising increases immune system functioning. Exercising lowers the risk of diseases. Exercising increases energy levels. Exercising relieves stress and depression. Exercising helps you sleep well. Exercising improves mood, especially for women. Exercising helps to maintain the pliability of tissues. Exercising improves muscle strength. Exercising increases flexibility.
Great! I must start exercising right away.
And don't stop this time.
Conversation 3. Keeping your mind sharp.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
Hi, Mark. I'm pretty good.
You look much better than the last time I saw you.
When was the last time you saw me?
Over a year ago.
I was suffering from dementia at that time. I was recovering from a stroke.
How did you recover so well?
Oh, I've done a lot of things to improve my health and keep my mind sharp.
What have you done?
First, I read newspapers every day.
Why is that good for your brain?
Keeping up with current affairs will build new brain cells to replace the ones that are dying off. Reading is like an exercise for the brain.
Conversation 4. Keeping your mind sharp, continued. And what else have you done?
I get out of the house every day.
How long do you get out of the house each time?
Just 20 or 30 minutes of walking in the sun. Sunlight will improve your mood and boost your immune system. It will also increase the amount of vitamin D in your body.
Is that all?
No, I brush my teeth twice a day.
How is brushing your teeth related to the brain?
Healthy teeth and gums prevent the buildup of bacteria that can cause heart attacks or strokes.
Amazing! What else?
Well, I gossip with friends.
What? Do you mean gossiping is good for your brain too?
That's right. I have got a lot of benefits from it. Women who regularly get together to gab with pals have lower rates of heart disease, stroke, diabetes, and depression. They also have lower blood pressure.
Interesting. How about diet? Did you try any healthy foods or drinks to keep your mind sharp?
Yes, I did.
Conversation 5. Keeping your mind sharp continued. What kinds of foods and drinks did you try?
Coffee and berries. 2 to 3 cups of coffee a day is good for the brain.
Why?
It will cut your risk of Alzheimer's disease by 20% and Parkinson's disease by 40%. Women who drink at least 1 cup of coffee a day are also less likely to get heart disease.
Are berries good for the brain too?
Yes, berries help the mind work better. They provide protein protection against Alzheimer's disease.
Is this theory tenable?
I think so. This report is from New Zealand researchers. Blueberries improve mental focus. They contain antioxidants, and the nutrients in blueberries help prevent the buildup of plaque in the arteries.
So, there are 6 ways to keep your mind sharp. Read newspapers, get out of the house, brush your teeth, talk with friends, drink coffee, and eat berries.
Actually, there are 8 ways. The last 2 are very important.
What are they?
Don't isolate yourself and get a good night's sleep. Keeping connected to people you love is good for your brain.
You really have done a lot to keep your brain healthy and sharp.
Yes, and I'm still trying new things.
Conversation 6. Healthy and happy living.
Hi, Benita. I haven't seen you for a few days. Where have you been?
Hi, Angela. I'm very busy these days.
What are you busy at?
I'm working for a club called Healthy Living. I'm in charge of doing research about healthy and happy living for our members.
What's healthy living?
It's about making positive choices that enhance your physical and spiritual health.
I'm interested in this topic. What are some of the positive choices to lead a healthy life?
The number one choice for healthy living is about food. Nutritious food is always connected with good health.
Yes, I agree. Without eating nutritious food, you can't have good health. Without good health, you can't have a happy life.
You are perfectly correct. So, the number one choice for a healthy life is to eat nutritiously. It means choosing a variety of foods from all the food groups. Can you explain something about food groups?
Yes, food groups can be divided into four categories. These categories are grain products, meat products, milk products, and fruits and vegetables.
Okay, how about the number two choice for healthy living?
Well, in fact, there are four types of positive choices for living healthy. As we just discussed, the number one choice is about nutrition. Number two is to build a circle of social contacts to create a supportive environment of people who care for you and respect you. Number three is to stay physically active to keep your body strong, reduce stress, and improve your energy. And finally, the number four choice is to put an end to negative lifestyle practices, such as smoking, drinking alcohol, etc.
So, to be healthy and happy, we must enjoy a variety of foods and keep ourselves active. Is that right?
That's absolutely right. Regular physical activity and healthy eating achieve and maintain a healthy body.
Conversation 7. Eating for good health. Pike and Johnston are talking about health problems. Pike is in low spirits, tired and nervous. Johnson is telling Pike about what kinds of foods help to relieve these symptoms.
Hi, Pike. How are you feeling these days?
Hi, Johnston. I'm feeling better, but I still feel moody, tired, and nervous.
I had the same problems before, but they're gone now.
How did you banish these problems? Medication?
No, I didn't take any medicine.
Then what?
Food and drink.
Food and drink?
Yes.
What kinds of foods and drinks?
Many kinds of foods and drinks can cure these symptoms. For instance, a chocolate bar can help you with your moody feeling.
It can?
Yes, it can. Chocolate can cheer you up. It's a definite mood booster.
Ridiculous! This is the first time I've ever heard that chocolate can lift your spirits.
Don't doubt. Just try it. See what happens.
Conversation 8. Eating for good health continued.
Okay, and what food can get rid of tiredness?
Bananas. Having a banana with breakfast can help you get rid of your tiredness.
I doubt it.
Trust me. I got this information from the healthcare center. Their report explains it all.
So, what is the explanation? How do bananas help you get rid of tiredness?
Bananas are the only natural food source for bufotenine, a chemical that stimulates the brain to boost self-confidence, says researcher Ava Caldwell, Ph.D. Bananas are loaded with potassium and vitamin C that together provide a big energy boost.
Have you tried it?
Yes, I have tried. It works well. And finally, I will tell you how to deal with your nervous feelings.
How?
There is a special way to treat your nervous feelings according to research results.
What's that?
A glass of wine will calm you down and help you to reduce your nervous problems.
Unbelievable.
Perhaps, but it is true. Wine is a complex carbohydrate, like whole grain or cereal. All of these foods raise your levels of the feel-good hormone serotonin.
Theoretically, I guess it should work.
There is no harm in trying it. If it works, it's good for you. If not, there isn't any harm at all.
Thank you very much.
Unit 3. Healthy food. Basic expressions.
What did the article say?
I'm interested in this topic.
Are apples good for your teeth?
Apple juice can reduce bacteria inside the gums by over 60%.
What makes oatmeal a healthy food?
What other foods are good for your health?
Do you mean skipping a meal is not a good way to lose weight?
Dialogues. Conversation 1. Eat an apple for strong bones and good dental health.
Hi, Rebecca. I read an article about nutritional foods and healthy conditions in yesterday's newspaper.
It's a popular topic. What did the article say?
It's about apples and bones.
Tell me more. I'm interested in this topic.
According to a study in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, researchers found that eating lots of fruits and vegetables strengthens your bones, especially in women.
What does the article say about women?
Women who ate the most fruits and vegetables had denser bones than those who skimped on them.
Oh, a long time ago, I read a short article entitled The Apple and Dental Health.
Did you? Are apples good for your teeth?
Yes, absolutely. The article said apple juice not only strengthens bones, but also helps kill germs inside the mouth.
Do you believe it?
Yes. Apple juice can reduce bacteria inside the gums by over 60%. Anyway, apples are good for you in many ways. Do you know there's an old saying?
What's that?
An apple a day keeps the doctor away.
Yes, I know it. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Conversation 2. 20 Happy Foods. Kelly?
What?
Do you know something about healthy foods and happy foods?
I know something about healthy foods, but I have never heard of happy foods. What's a happy food?
Actually, a healthy food is a happy food.
Why?
Healthy food makes you healthy. And being healthy is important for being happy.
I see. What are healthy foods?
There are many kinds of healthy foods, like oatmeal.
What makes oatmeal a healthy food?
Oat products are a fantastic source of soluble fiber, which helps control blood sugar and insulin levels. After eating oatmeal, your stomach empties more slowly, and that lowers the amount of sugar in your blood. Oatmeal also benefits your heart.
Really?
Absolutely. Oatmeal's soluble fiber binds with excess cholesterol that can clog arteries and helps remove it from your bloodstream.
What other foods are good for your health?
Soy foods, pinto beans, salmon, yogurt, potatoes, nuts, blueberries, strawberries, mushrooms, oranges, bananas, apples, onions, chives, garlic, spinach, grapes, cauliflower, and sesame seeds.
Wow, there are so many.
Remember, there's no one magic food that can make a person healthy if the rest of her diet is unbalanced, says Stacy Nelson, a senior clinical nutritionist at Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston. Variety and moderation are keys to keeping you healthy.
Conversation 3. Healthy Diet Habits.
Hi, Nancy. Have you had lunch?
No, I'm on a diet.
So you're skipping meals to lose weight, aren't you?
Yes.
I don't think it will work. Even if it does work, the weight loss is only temporary. Diets usually backfire in the long run.
Why do you say so?
After you skip a meal, you're likely to get very hungry, and then you may eat too much at once.
Do you mean skipping a meal is not a good way to lose weight?
That is exactly what I mean. Skipping a meal is not a healthy diet habit. It can increase your stomach problems. Actually, there are many ways to lose weight, but the most important way is to make eating a healthy diet a habit.
What do you mean when you say make eating a healthy diet a habit?
A healthy diet is high in fiber and low in fat. You should also try to follow some of these healthy eating rules. Eat breakfast. Eat your bigger meal of the day at lunchtime. Begin meals with a low-fat salad, soup, broth, or a glass of water. Eat more vegetables and whole grains at each meal. Drink fewer sugar-sweetened beverages. limit your alcohol intake. Eat slowly, so your body has time to know when you're full.
Thank you so much. These are all good ways to develop a healthy diet habit.
Sure, but developing a healthy diet habit is not enough. You must be more active in your daily life.
I understand. Healthy eating plus exercising equal good health, and good health will help me lead a happy life.
That's right. Healthy eating plus exercises equals good health and a happy life.